From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish news reports say a suspect has been arrested in the deadly New Year's Eve terrorist attack on an Istanbul nightclub. The Hürriyet's Daily News said Abdülkadir Masharipov was detained Monday in Istanbul. It reported the suspect was undergoing medical tests. Turkish media reports thousands of soldiers will be sent to Syria as Turkish forces struggle to capture the strategically important town of Al-Bab. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Reports that reinforcements will be sent into Syria comes as Turkish forces face growing casualties in their battle to wrest control of Al-Bab from Islamic State. Last month, 16 Turkish soldiers were killed in one attack, while jihadists are increasingly using suicide bombers and truck bombs. The Turkish army launched Operation Euphrates Shield last August, ostensibly to support the Free Syrian Army. But with the jihadists putting up stiff resistance, the Turkish army is increasingly taking a leading role. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Meanwhile, Syrian rebels are saying they will attend peace talks in Kazakhstan scheduled for next week. British Prime Minister Theresa May plans to give a speech Tuesday in which she sets out some of the details as to how her nation will leave the European Union. She will tell an audience that includes diplomats and Brexit negotiators that Britain will not seek a half-in, half-out arrangement with the EU, but will leave it all together to create a new and equal partnership with the bloc. She is expected to outline 12 priorities for upcoming talks. The British pound hit a low point on Monday on fears of the Prime Minister's hard Brexit. This is VOA News.